Now, this is Apollo Control in 98 hours, 26 minutes. We have continued to monitor that solar flare that we reported to you on the last revolution. We have gotten a report from the radiation support room here in Mission Control that the flare would now appear to be classified as a relatively small one. We've also gotten several other positive indications. One we would have expected by this time, had there been any significant high-energy particles to begin receiving some of these at the spacecraft sensors. At the present time, we've seen no indication of any particle radiation, in the area of the spacecraft based on onboard instrumentation. Also, we've seen no change in the radiation levels being monitored by the ATS-1 satellite, which is in a synchronous orbit about the Earth, and also no increase in radiation measured by Explorer 41, which is in a high elliptical orbit around Earth that takes it about a third of the way out to the Moon. A short while ago, we had a call from the spacecraft, as you heard. Lunar Module pilot Al Bean called down at 97 hours, 55 minutes, and reported that he had observed a regular thruster firing and asked us to check the status to see if the spacecraft was perhaps consuming more RCS propellant than would be desired. After reviewing the propellant status and the number of thruster firings, flight controllers reported that all is normal, just about what we would expect, and the propellant usage is about what we would expect. Bean also advised that he had some stuffiness, and some head stuffiness, nasal congestion. He said he had taken a decongestant pill several hours ago and requested that we provide him with a schedule for continuing to take decongestants up to the lunar landing. The flight surgeon recommended that he take an additional decongestant tablet approximately 8 hours after taking the first one, and take another one then just before beginning the powered descent. At 98 hours, 28 minutes, this is Apollo Control.